أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of Nafsiya Reflections. Imagine a world. A world where you get up in the morning with comfort and contentment, not worrying about paying the bills, debt, loans, or the fear that someone could easily harm you or your family. Imagine a world where you wake up thinking about how to accomplish your dreams without the stress of being overwhelmed about how to even start. A world where schooling is free, medical care is costless, crime almost completely abolished, and food and shelter are aided. In a world where your business is funded for giving a hand in the creation of a modern, powerful, strong, world-leading nation. A nation that leads in its economy, technology, military, education, security, and wealth. A nation that does not care about the dollar bill, but rather the welfare of its own people. A nation that saves the oppressed and brings mercy to the world. Imagine a world. What a dream. Yet it is not. Or rather, it was not. This dream was established 1400 years ago. It was created since the moment Rasulullah, peace be upon him, took Nusra from the Ansar of Medina to the fall of the Uthmani Khilafah by the vile Mustafa Kemal Ataturk. May Allah give him what he deserves. This was the Khilafah, the Caliphate. This nation was the amana, or trust, of Rasulullah, peace be upon him, that he began and left for us and was destroyed only 99 Hijri years ago. The enemies of Islam worked day and night to take this glorious nation down. From the moment it began, they worked and planned its destruction and achieved their long-awaited goal 1300 years later. 99 Hijri years ago, and have been fighting to keep it that way till today by announcing a war on Islam and attacking Muslims who think and work to bring it back, turning a blind eye to the oppression of our ummah from all corners of the earth, worrying about their precious bank accounts. They have led this blessed nation astray from Allah's words and guidance. As Umar ibn al-Khattab has said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَنِبْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةُ بِغَيْرِهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah honored us with Islam. If we seek honor from anything besides that which Allah honored us, Allah will disgrace us. So now we watch our ummah being torn to pieces as genocides are committed in Syria, Burma, China, Sudan, India, and the blessed land of Palestine, to name a few. And we do nothing. Hearing men say things like,
looking at the world now, in this day and age, it's very difficult as a man, especially as being a defender of the weak, you know. How can you really be a defender of the weak in this day and age if you can't really, you don't have the necessary tools to defend the weak?
Like, we have been stripped of our role as defenders of not only Muslims but humanity at large, and it's a horrible feeling. It's a feeling that I'm sure causes many sleepless nights and tears. I feel a great sense of guilt and helplessness and weakness. And it is because we don't have our state here to utilize us and put us in the front lines to defend our honor and our land and our resources. And when I hear our sisters crying out to us, there's just so much anger and sadness at the same time brewing within. And I truly feel as if my hands are tied.
The kuffar have made us believe we are free, manipulating us through news, social media, and governments they prepare as their puppets, humiliated wherever we are, feeling weak and useless, trying to make a comfortable living and protect our families, but cannot because of the Islamophobic, secular systems we live under today. And we will not until we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For of course this is going to be a burden on the shoulders of the men of this blessed nation of Muhammad, peace be upon him. For they cannot fulfill the fundamental characteristics of being the defenders of the weak, the old, and the defenseless. the defenders of the Ummah of Muhammad, peace be upon him. But do not lose hope, our dear Ummah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب.
They were touched by poverty and hardship and were shaken until even their messenger and those who believed with him said, when is the help of Allah? Unquestionably, the help of Allah is near. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 214. For our hope and certainty is in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that His help is near. The re-establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood. It is not a matter of if, but when. Once we work to bring it back, by spreading awareness and asking the Nusra, victory as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, while obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, inshallah, a shield will descend and will unite us under the protection of Allah as we work, strive, and grow in a nation that will bring us security and power once again. And as Allah brings down His blessings from the skies and up through the ground like never before, how proud, safe, and content will we be? We will be the nation to bring mercy to the world. Imagine a world where you get up in the morning with comfort and contentment. For this is not a dream or a fantasy, but will be a reality that will save this humanity once again, bringing back the change that will be our glory in this world and the next, bringing true liberty to the world. Liberation they have not yet seen. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Please share files through your social media pages and accounts with hashtag #ReturnTheKhilafah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.